In Proverbs, the 24th chapter and the 30th verse. Amen. Very familiar scripture. Amen. Brother John Gabbert said all scripture should be familiar. Amen. The Bible said, I went by the field of the slothful, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and had covered the face thereof, and the stone walls thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Amen. Would you stretch forth your hand and pray for me that the Lord would help me. Father God, would you help me today? Oh, God, would you please let me feel the anointing of God. God, would you let your name be glorified today? Let the saints glorify you and praise you. God, we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You notice this man, he went by this field, and it was a field of a slothful. Amen. That's what he called it. He went by the field of the slothful. And he said he considered it well and looked up on it and received instructions. He never did correct the man. He never did talk to the man, but he just looked at it and he considered it well. He saw, if I do like this man does, the same things that happened to him is going to happen to me. Amen. If I in my vineyard, if I'm just half-hearted, amen, it's going to happen. It's going to end up looking just like his. Amen. And I thought this field, he went by this field and by this vineyard, and he said it was a man. He was slothful. He was a man void of understanding. Amen. He didn't understand. He didn't understand what he had. And he was lazy. Amen. Slothfulness, there's lazy or unconcerned. Amen. The field didn't mean much to him. The vineyard didn't mean much to him. But I thought somebody before him had saw this field, and they went in and they began to clean out this field. Amen. They began to plant a vineyard, and they began to build a wall. And that wall probably was to keep animals out. Amen. So they wouldn't spoil the vine. The Bible said to take us foxes, that's a little fox that destroyed the vine. And so he built a wall. Amen. And no doubt this vineyard, amen, had brought forth, amen, before. It had brought forth plentiful, amen, before. No doubt, you know, I didn't study, but I think back in them days, amen, they would gather the grapes, they would gather the harvest, then they'd have a big feast, a good time. Amen. And you could just hear the rejoicing, the happiness when the feast was going on. Maybe the man of the vineyard, he just invited his friends over to have a feast, and they had the singing and the rejoicing and just a wonderful time. Amen. But this is not happening anymore. This man that got in charge of it, he was lazy. He became lazy. Amen. He didn't understand what he had. He didn't understand the value of what he had. Amen. So he just let it go. Amen. And after a while, it began to, the thorns began to come up. At the while, the nettles begin to grow over the wall and begin to tear the wall down. Amen. And this man comes by and he looks at it and he shakes his head. And he said, I need to take instruction. I don't need this to happen to me. Amen. And so he wanted to he looked at this field and he saw this field at one time. It was a good vineyard. Amen. But this man that's in charge of it now, he's let it go. Amen. My thought today, if I would title my message, is the capability of the field. Amen. The field was capable of bringing forth. Amen. It may, looked at it, it may be all growed over, but still it would have been capable, amen, of bringing forth. Can I drink some water? I don't normally do this, but amen. One man said, I'm getting about like the rich man. Amen. Praise God. But this field, amen, this man got it. He didn't understand. He didn't realize, amen, what this field could do. And so he was just lazy. He didn't work this field. Amen. He didn't get in it. He just let it grow up. Amen. And the walls tear down. Amen. But the field was capable of doing what it had done before. Amen. Y'all going to help me today? Amen. Praise God. I thought, amen, this church, I want to liken this to like a church. Amen. And Jesus Christ said to the disciples, he said, who do men say I am? They said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some said you're one of the prophets. He said, who do you say I am? He said, I am, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Simon Bar-Jonas, amen, flesh and blood hadn't revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. And he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. The church is just as powerful as it's ever been. Amen. It can produce exactly what it's always produced. It's just the people that's got a hold to it and control it. Amen. Is what making the church like it is. Amen. Praise God. Lord, would you help me today? Amen. Praise God. Paul said in Romans 13:11, and knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Amen. We need to awake from dull lethargy, amen, and to shake off drowsiness and influence of the earth and the world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul, I don't know why college studied. Amen. And see, why did Paul say this here? Amen. And he was talking about, we better get ready. The Lord is going to come. Amen. And we need to be the church, amen, that the first church was. Amen. We need to have the same power that they had. Amen. Praise God. The church is able. Amen. Let's just get in here and work just like, amen, they did. Let us awake. Look like some people might have been asleep and kind of drowsy. They wasn't really getting in. Amen. They wasn't working in the house of God. They were too involved in other things. Amen. Other things have become too important. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought I was at Brother Andrews, and a brother came up to me, and a brother Thomas Knight.
had been mentioned. Amen. I wish the Lord helped me. Brother Thomas Knight had been mentioned, and one of the brothers came to me. Matter of fact, I'd mentioned Brother Knight. And they came to me, and this brother said, used to, when I was a boy, said, we'd get sick. And said, Daddy would get us and going to take us to the doctor, but he'd say, let's go by Brother Thomas Knight's first. And he said that I would go by Brother Thomas Knight, and we would never go to the doctor. Brother Thomas would pray. Amen. I'm preaching about this vineyard. Amen. It's capable. It's still just as capable as it ever been. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I thought, brother, I was in Athens, Arkansas, at the camp meeting, and Brother Ricky Wood got up and testified. And he said, we had a, he's talking about Brother Claude Wiley. And he said, we didn't know what we had. He said, my mama, we would get sick, us children, and say, we never thought about going to the doctor. Said, mama would load us up, amen, and take us down to Brother Claude. And he'd pray, and we'd always get healed. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about a vineyard that's flourishing. Amen. That's still just as able. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I can pray through just as good as Claude Wiley can. Amen. If I would do it. Amen. Brother Ronnie Willer said when he was called to preach, he wanted to preach like this old preaching. He said, I want to preach just like him. I just didn't want to pray 5 hours a day. Amen. Huh? Praise God. Oh, I tell you. Amen. A man could have went by and got that vineyard from that slothful man and got in it and worked it. Amen. And got all the rocks out. Amen. Got all the thorns out. Amen. All the nettles out. Amen. And in a few years, he could have a vineyard just like the first one had. Amen. I tell you, if we'll work on it, amen, it won't have to be how it used to be. It can be how it is now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The field, the vineyard, is just as capable today as it ever been. Amen. The Bible said, I'm the Lord God. I change not. He's the one. Amen. He's the one that has the power. It ain't in us, but it's in him. And if we'll pay the price, it'll happen just like it always happened. Amen. Amen. I really was hoping we wouldn't get this far. Amen. This morning, I like that running around. Amen. I hate this. Amen. I know you other preachers don't ever have that problem. I don't always. Amen. My. Praise God. Lord, help me today. I'd like to help y'all if I can. I'd like to see the power of God coming, not with me preaching. Not, I'm not, amen, but I'd like to see old time conviction, old time power of God. Amen. Huh? Y'all may be getting thousands saved. I don't know. Amen. The other day, I was thinking, I'm going to get to church. I didn't get to do it, amen, because we had a good move of God. But I told him, I said, I thought about and get these children, the young people we got. I wanted to get them up here. I said, won't you take a good look at this? Because if we don't get down to business with God, this is all this church is going to be in a few years. I went to church and a brother got to testifying. Amen. God was working on both ends. He got to testify, and he said, look, amen, in a few years, this church door is going to be shut. Amen. If we don't, amen, get down to business. Amen. Huh? Come on here. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. Amen. I go to church. I'm not saying conviction don't ever come, but it don't come like it used to. Amen. I know when I first started preaching, amen, I'm not a great preacher. Y'all come on, help me here. I got to have help. Amen. But when I first started preaching years ago, amen, you could preach, and I've had people to run to the altar. Amen. Many a times I preached, amen, and my church, I wasn't pastoring there, my home church, I'd fill the altar up with them. Amen. I tell you what, it's a job anymore. Amen. I'm telling you what's happening. Amen. The thorns is coming in. Amen. You know what it is? The cares of life is coming in. The things of this world is more important than the things of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. The field is just as capable as it ever been. Amen. I read Cane Ridge. You ever heard of Cane Ridge, Kentucky? Amen. I read about a preacher, and he was a Presbyterian preacher. And he began to preach, and he began to admonish the people. We need to fast, and we need to pray. I say it'll work now. Huh? Amen. I say if you get a church of fasting and praying, get ready. You're going to have revival. Amen. Amen, huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I felt the Holy Ghost right then. Y'all going to help me? This Presbyterian got to admonishing his people. Let's pray. Let's fast that souls will get saved. The other Presbyterian said, that ain't the way it works. They are Calvinists. Amen. If you're going to be saved, you're going to be saved. And they begin to fight against him. And the other churches begin to cut him off. And he kept on praying. And people begin to leave him. And he just had a few. Amen. But they were praying. And they went to church one day. And they had a padlock on the church. And they were standing there on the porch wondering what to do now. And the lock fell off. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, the field can produce just like it always have. It ain't a liking. We're liking. But it ain't. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And they went in and started revival. Amen. I had a revival and it didn't go like they thought it would go. Amen. Hoping it would go. And they were in service and kind of wondering, well, what we need to do. And an old Wesleyan Methodist man stood up and said, let the Lord anoint it rain. And when he said that, the power of God fell and revival broke out in Cane Ridge. Amen. They had a camp meeting in 1801 and 10,000 people came to the camp meeting. Amen. You say, preacher, that was back in them days. Amen. I tell you the problem. The vineyard, the field is growed over with weeds. Amen. With thorns, with nettles. Amen. We're so involved in the things of the world. Amen. You want to help me? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My, it's able. Amen. Praise God. You ever read about Wesley? John Wesley was in the Church of England, and it was backslid. Amen. But John Wesley had an experience. They went to a church, and he preached. And they told him, don't you come back. We don't want to hear that. Next Sunday, went to another church and preached. They said, don't come back. We don't want to hear that. Several churches. Finally went down on the street to preach, and they run him off. He went out in the field to preach, and they turned the bull loose on him. Amen. One Sunday, he went out in the field and preached. 10,000 came out to hear him preach. Amen. Amen. I tell you, if anybody ever needed revival, it's the church. Amen. We got problems with opioid. Our president's all concerned about that. Amen. All they need, but one thing they need, they need to see an old-time revival. All they need to see a church come awake and let the power of God work. That's all they need. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me read some scripture. What do I want to read? Amen. The Bible said in Hosea, I believe it is, amen, where it says, break up your fallow ground. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon us. Amen. Break up your fallow ground. Fallow ground is hard, dry, and full of roots. Amen. Praise God. That's what fallow ground is. This is the way Israel had came. Amen. My, I wish you'd help me just a little bit. Amen. But I want to tell you, it was not always this way. Amen. As it once produced fruit. Amen. But through neglect, it has become fallow. Amen. If it stays in that state, the only thing it will produce is weeds, which are generally good for nothing. Amen. Praise God, that fallow ground, it wasn't always that way. Amen. Somebody had plowed it. Somebody had planted it. Amen. And it brought forth. Amen. Amen. I heard them old preachers when I first started, Brother Jackie Moore. Amen. I guess when I started evangelizing, he's the first one. Amen. He's the reason I started evangelizing. God dealt with me, and I didn't think I could go, and I wasn't going, and I thought, God, I'm not able. I don't know if I know me. I can't preach. Amen. Ain't no need me going evangelizing. God was dealing with me. One day the phone rung. Brother Jackie Moore said, I feel like, and I didn't hardly know him that good, and he said, I feel like you need to come preach me a revival. And that's when my evangelistic work started. It went from there. Amen. But I thought, as I heard Brother Jackie Moore, amen, preach, and maybe people talk about it, and he'd have revivals, and it was 60, maybe 70 would get saved. Amen. I heard about them some of them old evangelists talk about 30 and 40, amen, and 50 get saved. I heard an old preacher say one time, few years ago, he said, if we have one or two get saved, we think we had revival. He said, used to, if it didn't at least 10 get saved, we didn't think we had revival. Amen. My, come on. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, it's just as capable today as it always been. Amen. I heard a preacher preach just recently. And he preached something, and I'll probably preach it too. And I said, you know, he said, we can believe for others, But it's hard for us to believe for ourselves. And I thought about that. So I went to my church, and I told him what he preached. He said, y'all can believe for others, but it's hard for you to believe against yourself. But if you can believe, I want y'all to come pray for me. And if you'll believe for me, I'll get healed. That's what the Bible said, prayer of faith. Amen. It really ain't that away, is it? We may say we can believe for others better than we can ourselves, but we really don't. Amen. Too many times, amen, people come to get prayed for and they never get touched. Amen. I don't know. You say, well, it ain't God's will to heal everybody. He did. He did. The field he produced did. Am I right? Didn't he say every one of them got healed? My Lord, you're a Bible scholar. Did it say that? Huh? Amen. Why? Why is it we can't? Amen. Why did people come? Amen. And leave in the same situation, just like they came, that's the way they left. Amen. I tell you, I want to get to working on this. I want to get to plowing on this. I want to get to digging on this. Amen. I want to get to working on my faith a little bit. Amen. So, well, how you have faith? I don't know. Just work on it. Just believe. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, the field is just as capable as it always been. Amen. Church I was raised in, amen, they were known to pray for people, and people got healed. Amen. I could tell you, I can tell you about the Potbelly stove. I won't go into it, but I can tell you about them shouting around it when it was cherry red, rubbing against. I saw all of that. Amen. Their pastor here of the day, Brother Larry Dyer, pastor's there now. Amen. He said, I've had people to come by and said, I've heard so much. This broke my heart. They said, I've heard so much about this church. I just want to come in and see. And I thought, what in the world has happened? I felt like preaching this. I ain't doing too good, I know, but amen. I'm telling you, the field just as I'm going to tell you, somewhere in the world right now, amen, it's, I believe today, this day, somewhere in the world, somebody got saved. I believe somewhere in the world, somebody got sanctified. I believe somewhere in the world, somebody got the Holy Ghost. I believe somewhere in the world, somebody got healed. I believe God is still working when people will let Him work, when they will work and do their best. I believe God is still there moving. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm fighting a battle. You wouldn't believe how the devil's yanking things out of my mind. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, He don't want us awake. He want us to stay asleep. He don't want us to see the power of God moving amongst us. Amen. He wants us to stay involved in this world and not involved in the work of God. Amen. I read a man over in another country. I don't remember what country. It's in a book at home. Amen. And he got saved and got to sanctifying the Holy Ghost and felt like God called him to preach. And he went to the main people, amen, and said the church, and wanted to get preacher license. They said, We can't. You ain't educated. We can't give you license. So he just went out in the jungles, fasted and prayed 21 days. Amen. And he came, and while he was praying one day, God told him to go pray for a brother that had been sick. He came out of the jungle, went and asked about him. They said, "You're too late. He's dead." He said, "God told me to pray for him." He went down to the morgue. He just had died. Amen. He got down there, and he climbed up on top of him and got to praying for him, and God raised him back to life. You say, "I don't believe that." Amen. It's too many thorns, too many nettles. Amen, huh? I believe it. Amen. I believe God is just as able. Amen, huh? Y'all want to help me? Praise God. And right here in this service today, right here. Amen. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to quote the scripture where Brother L. Deep said, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Why don't you try to gather together in his name and see what God would do for us? Amen, huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. We need some of them old saints. Amen. That hoops and hollers. Amen. Praise God. My, for service. Amen. Where some old saint would take off singing a song. Amen. And the glory of God would come. Amen. For some service where some sister or brother jump up and say, "I feel like testifying," and bring the power of God down. Amen. I'm telling you, God wants to work just like he always worked. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, the field is just as capable as it always been. Amen. I know of a sister got sick, went to the doctor. I said, "We need to put you in the hospital. You're in bad shape." And she said, No, I'm not going to the hospital." And the woman that took her, they got in the car. And she said, "What you gonna do?" They said, "You need to be in a hospital." Amen. She said, "The church up there," amen, this is in Virginia, "so the church up there, they having revival." And said, "I'm going up there and I'm gonna sit on the altar till God heals me." She knew it was capable. Huh? She knew it was capable. And she went and sat on that altar, and God healed her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, God just as capable of healing today as he ever been. Why don't you give him a try? Why don't you just lift your hand and say, "Thank you, God." Why don't you just get your mind off of everything else and get it on him and thank him and praise him. Amen. For the privilege to be in the house of God where the power of God is. Amen. Why don't you just believe him? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Brother Claude Wiley, his son, Brother Paul, told me about when his brother Fred got ran over. Amen. I guess you heard about years ago when Fred was just a little boy. He got ran over, and Brother Claude didn't go, amen, to the doctor. And Brother, looked like Fred was going to die at any time. He just gasping for breath. Amen. And they brought him in the house, and they prayed. Amen. After a while, Brother Claude told his wife, "I'm going back here in the back room. I'll be back in a little bit." After a while, he came back out, and she said, "What did he say?" And he said he's going to be okay. Woo! Well, I'd like to get to the place, find out what God says. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They went to church that night. Amen. His mother was holding Fred. Brother Paul said, every breath, He was a gasping for breath. Looked like every breath was going to be the last one. Amen. During the service, a little old sister from the back came out on the aisle shouting, shouted up there and waved the arms over Fred, and God instantly healed him. Amen. And Fred Wiley, as far as I know, is still alive now. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, the field is capable. Amen. God is just as capable of working as it always been. He just needs somebody to work with. Hallelujah. I'm about done. I wish I could have preached better to you. I wish I could have convinced you. I wish you would have stood up today and, amen, just said, I'm going to work on that field, start working on it right now. I'm going to get all that, them old thorns, all of that hinders. I'm going to get it all. I'm going to work on it. Amen. I'm going to start breaking up this pile of ground. I tell you, you get to breaking it up, and you get to seeking God, and you look and see if he don't come and rain righteousness. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, the field is capable. I was preaching one time years ago at my church. I just started pastoring. I had a bunch of young people there. Amen. And I asked them, Brother Bill, I'd say, I went up to him. I said, have you ever seen this? No. I said, have you ever seen this? I asked him, no. Have you ever seen this? No. And I thought, as I was asking the Lord, amen, I stopped. And I said, if I ever felt like prophesying, I feel like it now. Amen. I said, the Spirit is dealing with me while I'm asking these children. He said, no, they ain't ever seen it. But they are going to see it. Amen. Daniel was talking. Do you know what Daniel said? The people, talking about the last days, the people that do know their God are going to be strong and do exploits. Amen. Praise God. I heard about a church in Kentucky. They were having their last service because they couldn't afford to keep the doors open. Amen. And the Presbyterian got up and said, this is our last service. We can't afford to keep the doors open. We ain't got enough money come in. Amen. And a little young boy with wood shoes and an overcoat, patched overcoat, got up and come up and said, sir, I'd like to preach the last message in this church. He said, well, come on, son, and preach. That young boy got done preaching. Old Presbyterian man got up and said, we're going to keep the doors open. This boy needs somewhere to preach. I wish they'd come and say, I hear what's going on here. I want to just come and see. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The field. Still capable. Woo! I need to quit. I don't know what time I need to quit. Brother Norman Smith, I hope I don't get to rambling too much, but I feel God. I feel like I hadn't convinced you to get the plows out. Let's get the plows out. Yeah, but we ain't plowed here. I don't care. We ain't plowed here alone. That don't matter. Let's plow. Let's see what it'll bring forth. Amen. Brother Norman Smith said when he pastored the first church he pastored, amen, he said he had an elderly woman on this side and an elderly woman on that side. Amen. And he said one of them would say, woo! And said when she said that, said on the other side, the other one say, woo! He said, I learned over the years, look out, we fixing to have church. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I mentioned that one time at Brother Tommy Tolliver's. His mama was an old woman at that time. Amen. And when I said that, his mama said, woo! I know the feeling. Amen. I tell you, I wish you'd get to know the feeling. I wish the young people would get to know the feeling. How it is to worship and praise God and glorify God and reach out to God. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God. Amen. I'd like to see it where the saints, amen, these old mothers are shouting and their hair probably like whips. That's how it used to be. Amen. The field is just as able today as it ever been. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. My. I believe the Lord said, I'm the God that healeth thee. Amen. It ain't going to change. Amen. The field is always going to be capable. It's just according who's in charge. Amen. It's just according who's in charge. Oh, God. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just worship Him. Amen. Let's just praise Him. Let's ask Him to help us to break up a fall of ground. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God.